kind of flowers and trees?
Do
you have a whole lot of them in
here? Well, I have mostly, I have oak trees and elm trees mm-hmm. in the yard and pecan trees in the backyard. Mostly oaks.
In the summertime, what do you do to keep cool?
What I do, I sit out there. I have a nice front porch and a nice shady front yard, shade all the way around in my front and back. And I sit out under the tree and keep cool. And then I wake my garden and do little things like that. All that helps me to keep cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. I have a few flowers to wake to.
I guess I see you don't have too many steps and stuff. I guess you're glad.
I am. My front door have only one step. And I'll be up on my porch. Just one step. And my back, I think I have about three steps out there. Three up, you know, come up, walk up about three steps.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that.
What do you call those, boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? You have a special name for those?
On my porch?
Mm-hmm. On the front of your house.
On the front of my house? Water drains? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, boards, you know, that kind of flap over each other.
I don't know.
Never heard of weatherboards or something like that?
Weatherboard on the house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, that's weatherboard.
That's what you call it? What about these things on the roof?
On roof shingles?
Mm-hmm. And those little canal-looking little things going around the house to catch the water.
Oh, water drains, I call them. Mm-hmm. Water drains. All around the house to drain the water off.
Mm-hmm.
It might be another name for it, but I don't remember what it is.
How about the little ones that go down the side?
Well, that's where the water go down, run down,
mm-hmm.
and run on off from the house.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that little house out in back where you keep your tools?
Well, I call that just a little stowaway house. Mm-hmm. I keep my tools and I have pieces of furniture, different things in there.
Mm-hmm. But you, when you had your coal stove, where did you keep your wood? And coal?
Well, I had a coal house. I had kept my coal and kindling out there. I didn't burn wood in it. I burned coal.
Mm-hmm. How about when you keep your, when you had your store, where did you keep your, stuff to feed your animals with?
Oh, I didn't live with, you see, until I didn't live with my family after I got married, you see.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had our own home. We had that little small plantation down about 1 mile from town.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed down there 12 years. And then we moved to on Bragg Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we bought our own home over there. And I never lived with my people. And I just moved in this house. After my mother passed, I've been out here about 30-some odd years.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know where did people keep their milk?
Oh, they had places to keep the milk. They had refrigerators, you know, mm-hmm. and cool places to keep it.
How about the grain and stuff for the farm?
The stock, they had what you call a barn.
Mm-hmm.
They had barns to keep their things in.
Mm-hmm.
Corn, cotton, some different things like
they
that.
They keep the corn in the barn?
They had a crib for the corn and cotton and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them had big barns. We had a great big barn.
How cool would you, what did they call the upper part of the barn? The part up, you know?
Loft, up in the loft.
Uh-huh.
They kept corn in the loft. Corn stalks where they would take off after they gather the corn, they'd cut that stalk down and put that stalk up there for the stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd pull fodder, and they'd keep fodder up in the loaf.
What's fodder?
That's fodder. That's the leaves from off a corn.
Mm-hmm.
And they let it dry, and then they'd take it and pull it and tie it, make a bundle of it, and just throw it up in that barn after it get dry. And then that feeds the horses, mules, for the winter.
Mm-hmm.